بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن المقدام مقدام بن شريح عن أبي عن جده رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثني بشيء يوجب لي الجنة. قال: موجب الجنة إطعام الطعام وإفشاء السلام وحسن الكلام. حضرت مقدام ابن شريح ريبورت فروم هيز فادر فروم هيز جراند فادر رضي الله عنهم. He says, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something that will make Jannat compulsory upon me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the following actions will make Jannah necessary for you. Number one, it'amu ta'am, feeding people, giving people food to eat, especially those that are in need, first in one's family and then in one's community. Then we move out like that in a circle. Whatever is the need in our locality, we fulfill that, and then those that are beyond that, neighboring countries, continent, the whole world, in a like manner. So feeding people, it'am ut'am. Also feeding people, sometimes we feed people to unite the hearts. So in the family also, uniting the family, bringing the family together, feeding the people. So in a general sense, and also where there is a need. But a few things we should remember when it comes to it'am ut'am. Number one is, for example, if it's a walima, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the worst walima is that walima to which the poor are not invited. The general trend is, you have a very, very grand walima, but it is only for specific people, and many times the poor are excluded. At the very least, what should be done is, some of that food should be parceled with this intention that we are sharing the walima. Okay, we don't want to invite the people to that venue, but with that intention that we are sharing this walima food on that same day, and we go and we distribute it. Number two is, there should be no extravagance and wastage. Another problem we find today is the amount of wastage. When people are starving, then how can we be wasteful? And then also extravagance, unnecessary costs and expense. We eat what we like, no problem. But unnecessarily, to go into unnecessary costs and expense, so that is wastage also. And also to show off, feeding to show off, that also person loses all his rewards just to make a show of it. Wa ifshaw salam, and spreading salam, making salam widespread, ala man arafta wa ala man lam ta'rif, upon those that you know and those that you do not know. We make a salam with a smiling face, make a point of greeting people that we don't know. That we are one ummah, it doesn't matter which background a person is from. Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi, on the point of it'am ut'am, there were about 20-30 people that would eat from his house on a daily basis. 20-30 people. On one occasion, Maulana came late at night from some work. It was about midnight. He saw an old man sitting outside the madrasa khanqa. He asked him, what happened? He said, they didn't allow me to eat on the Dastar Khan. They saw I'm walking around, so they didn't allow me access. Maulana was very, very upset. He said, who did it? Who didn't allow you? He made sure he went home and he got food for him from his own house, and he fed him and he gave him his own bedding. So the Khadim, the Maulana that was good Maulana, said, Maulana, please don't give him your bedding. I'll give him. Maulana said, no. Maulana gave him his own bedding and Maulana slept with his jubba. So that was the extent that they went to ikram, it'am ut'am. Also Maulana Madani Rahmatullahi, on one occasion there was someone that came, and this person had full lice on his body and his hair, and nobody wanted to eat next to him. Maulana called that person, made him sit next to him, and he ate with him. So that was the extent of ikram that Maulana went to. And when that person ate and went, then Maulana told the people that you people are avoiding this person, But you don't know his maqam with Allah Pak. You're looking at him. Some of that lice, they say, came on Maulana. Maulana removed it. But he said, you all don't know this person's maqam. You all are just looking at him like that. There are some people that are hidden. Their maqam is hidden. But their maqam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. So if shahu salam, talking about the point of salam, we're looking at people and we're not making salam to them. Sometimes a person is new in the area, new in the masjid. We didn't realize, we never make salam to this person. We never show him that welcome. We should have that jazbah of welcoming. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had no food in their homes for their own children, but they would give others, guests, their food. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Even if they had nothing, they would give. So at least we can give good words. Give salam. Someone is new, make it a point, keep it in mind. I will greet everybody in the masjid when I come to the best of my ability without disturbing anybody. I'll try and greet every person. Many people, it is just on the basis of salam that they say, I feel so welcome in a certain masjid. I feel so welcome in a certain community. I feel so good in a certain community. I want to go there because everybody smiles at me, greets me, makes me feel like I'm part of the family. So ifsha'u salam. When we're spreading salam, we mustn't forget our family members also. If our parents are at a distance from us, make sure we pick up the phone, make salam with them, talk to them, family members, even uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces, make it a point. We don't see them. But now and again, even if you send a message, nowadays, in the old days it used to be letters, at least send a message, make salam. That makes such a difference. We found certain family members, they will speak to others and say, you know what, so and so, he always thinks about us. Everybody forgot about us, but this person, he always sends salam for us. So make salam. Wa husnul kalam, and to speak kind words with people. Inshallah, this last part, we'll discuss it tomorrow.